I want to thank you again for watching these short vignettes that we're giving, sort of like a word from the word kind of a thing. But as I was having my time alone with God, I read a verse that really spoke to me. Now, in different translations, this verse will be different, but the one I read really grabbed my heart. And it says in Deuteronomy 12, 18b, God says, enjoy everything you work for. I said, wow, God is speaking about enjoying work, not only what you work for, but enjoying the job you had. And I just sat there quietly before the Lord, just thinking about this. And God really began to speak to my heart and bring up scriptures and different thoughts. I'd like to share those with you. The first is, what do I have to do to enjoy what I'm working for, or who I'm working with and who I'm working for, all of that? So I've got a lot of insights, and of course I've written down, so I'll be looking down a lot, but these things I think can help you, because in my life, thank God, I've had a lot of jobs. Some of them I worked with wonderful people. Others were not very good. The jobs were very difficult. The people did not express any kind of appreciation, no matter how hard you worked, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I began to think of that. Now, if I'm going to really enjoy my job, there's some things that, insights that God gave me, and then scriptures that God brought to my mind. I want to share these with you. So I need to be grateful to God that I have work. We have a family member who's been out of full-time work for 3 or 4 years now, and, you know, does part-time work and so on. And if he could get a full-time job, let me tell you, he'd be one happy camper. Really, really thankful. So pray to God, a prayer to him, and thank him for your job, whatever you do, whatever the job is. The next thing, I need to look forward to working every day. My heart goes out to people that just dread going to work. I mean, what's the day going to be like? I get up and I'm going, oh no, I got to go to work today, and so on. So I need to be grateful to God that I have a job. Then I need to look forward to looking. You know, not just I have it, but I look forward to working today. And ask God for forgiveness for complaining, you know, about my present job, complaining to other people and so on. Ask God, as David prayed, to restore the joy of your salvation. You're a believer. You have the joy of the Lord as your strength. And ask God to restore that if you've been, you know, extremely grumpy and all of that about your job. Then I need to express gratefulness to your employer or boss. They would literally probably have a heart attack. Say, I want to thank you, you know, for allowing me to work here. And I consider it a real privilege. And I need to do the responsibilities of that job as unto the Lord. We'll get some verses on that a little later. Express joy in your work and workplace. Avoid entering into conversation with fellow workers who are complaining, which they do often. We had a break room when I worked for Firestone Tire and Rubber when I was going to Bible college. And you go in there, and all it was all negative stuff about the job, about they don't pay enough, and, you know, all this stuff. And as a believer, I knew I could not enter into that. Although some of the things they said was probably true. Okay, remember, as a believer, God is with you in the workplace. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So one of the things that popped into my mind right after I wrote that is, if I'm not content with the job God has provided me, I probably won't be content in the next job I have. 1 Timothy 6:6 says, godliness with contentment is great gain. See, God's Word translation says it this way. A godly life brings huge profits to people who are content with what they have, which includes the job. Philippians 2:14-15 tells me how I can be a light at work, a light for God. He says, do all things without murmuring, disputing, or complaining. Why? Why does God tell us that? That you might be blameless and harmless, not causing harm, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, fellow workers. And the result of that verse is, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Remember who the ultimate boss is. It's not the guy that's over you that never says anything positive. And then chapter 3 again in Colossians, verse 24. It is Christ, your real master or boss, whom you are serving or working for. Keep that in mind. And then I summarize this whole thought here. Maybe you don't need a change of jobs as much as you need a change of attitude in the job you have. I think if you start practicing these insights and lining your life up with God's work ethics, and this is just a few, God talks a lot about work and about leaders and bosses and things like that. See, if I complain, if I'm a father and I complain about the men over me that God has placed over me, I'm really setting up my kids to complain about me as their father and leader of the family. And our kids need to learn that not everybody is fair, not everybody is going to show appreciation, but I got to keep my eyes on the Lord, not on people. Bless you as you practice these principles in your workplace. We'd love to hear from you if you do this and what happened. And by your being grateful, did it change? What did it change as far as how you were viewed as a worker, how your boss treated you? We'd love to hear that. It's always glad to hear living testimonies that when I line my life up with Scripture and I'm obedient to the Word of God, what are the results? They may be greater than what you have any idea. Bless you.